Look What Followed Me Home. Big, big hit for David Ball, 1994. It seemed like it was just yesterday. And look who's followed us here via the phone on the Bob Morning Show. It is the one and only David Ball. It's the 25th anniversary Thinking Tour, and Thinking Problem Tour. And David is with us right now. He's going to be at Iconic Fest here this weekend. David, we're having good fun chatting a little bit before. And you have to be excited to be coming to Minnesota, the great Iconic Fest, performing with Terry Clark coming up on Saturday night.
Oh, I think it's going to be a great show. Yes, we are excited. We been out playing and just got back from North Carolina, so we turn around and we're going to come see you.
Yeah, and we're excited. When's the last time you've been to Minnesota? Now, I know I saw you at the Minnesota State Fair, if you remember that, a few years ago on the Leinenkugel stage.
Ah. I'm trying to think. I don't know, but we just, get out and move around quite a bit. The Leinenkugel stage, that sounds pretty good. Might be a little early right now, but that might be good later on.
It's the Thinking Problem 25th anniversary. Was it just a blink of an eye for you, David, that it's been 25 years since that monster hit was played on the radio and people gobbled it up with their CDs and their 45s and their cassettes?
Yes, it does. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but life moves along, and that was a big part of my life. But it doesn't seem like 25 years ago, no, especially because we still continue to get out and basically are playing the same style of music. We just do that kind of honky-tonk dance hall country music, and been doing that, for quite a while. I slowed down for a little while, but about 10 years ago, kind of reinvented it all, and we do everything ourselves, got my own record label, and we somehow get it done. We keep working and keep playing, and this time we just concentrate on having fun.
Iconic Fest, it's a big deal. It's just east of Brainerd, between Brainerd and Garrison at the Green Lantern. And people, stay tuned, because after we get off the phone here with David, I'm going to give away not only a pair of weekend passes, but also a pair of meet and greet passes. So you're going to get a chance to meet some of our fine Bob listeners, David, and that has to be a treat for you as you go from town to town, state to state, area to area, to meet those fans that have been a part of your music and have enjoyed your music for 25 years.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And there's always something going on, and we meet the greatest people, country music fans, that's certainly a big part of why I keep doing it and enjoy it so much.
Give me the story on Thinking Problem. How did that song come to you as far as an artist and the impact that it had on your career, obviously?
Well, it was certainly a great way to kick things off. I couldn't have asked for a bigger song to get things going. I wrote that song. It's been around for about 5 years, and I'd had it in my back pocket trying to get, somebody to cut it or, trying to get a record deal. And a guy named Alan Shamblin, who's turned out to be just a great songwriter, he and I got together, and we came to Nashville about the same time, and we were writing at this little small publishing company, and we wrote about 5 or 6 songs together, and Thinking Problem was one of the first songs we wrote, and that was just kind of what I was influenced by, was all this. I spent about 10 years out in Texas and playing dance halls, and that's kind of what Thinking Problem, where it came from.
Another popular song, and I get requests for it all the time, and we play it during our patriotic weekends here, is Riding with a Private Malone. And I know you didn't write that, you recorded it, that song, and then of course that was released, and then shortly thereafter we had 9/11. Give me kind of your thoughts on the impact of that song and what that has meant. A great story song.
Yeah, that written by Wood Newton and Tom Shepherd, and Wood Newton and I started writing some songs together. That's the way you do it in Nashville, and he had a little demo studio, and we started demoing these songs that we had written, and that turned into a record called Amigo. And during the process, he started telling me about this song he was writing with Tom, and I was fascinated with the idea. It's kind of a story that had happened a lot in, you know, the Vietnam era. A lot of soldiers bought cars that would be waiting for them when they got home. And it turned into a, you know, a tragic story, but at the same time, it was a nice way of recognizing all those guys that came out of Vietnam, kind of got a raw deal, you know, people, the way the climate of the political situation in the country, you know, people were not very respectful of our soldiers. So I thought Private Malone, you know, it was a nice nod to those guys, and I've met a lot of them, just great people, and they tell me what, you know, the old Private Malone, you know, just kind of lifted their spirits.
Talking with David Ball, of course, riding with Private Malone, one of his big hits. He'll be performing all of those hits coming up at Iconic Fest this weekend. He is a Saturday night performer. It'll be Shane Martin and then David Ball and then Terry Clark. What a great artist Terry Clark is.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorites. Great, great singer. Looking forward to it. I haven't seen her in maybe, well, I saw her about 6 months ago. She's got a little radio show. We went down there and did
that,
and we got to catch up a little bit. So she's doing well, and I think it'll be a great show.
That's a radio show that you can hear here on Bob FM, Country Gold with Terry Clark, every Sunday at 1 o'clock. Did you like that little plug? Hey, you're going to be playing all your hits. You also have a new song called Pretty Baby. Give me the story on your new single.
Well, you know, like I say, my background was, you know, playing a lot of dance halls when I was coming up, and that's kind of what I do and still doing, and this is a song, if you can believe it. I'm going to pull the truck up, I'm going to toot the horn, flash the lights, you come on out and get in it, we're going honky-tonking. That's what we're going to do tonight. And, you know, have a good time. Knock the dust off and come on.
Pretty Baby is the name of that song. I'm going to play it. It'll make its Bob debut. This could be our Bobathon, 9 o'clock, long, continuous stretch of music. That'll be our new spark from an old flame. Not calling you old, David, but that's kind of the thing we do. New spark from an old flame. Some of the new music that we have from some of our great artists from those eras.
That's perfect, man. You start a movement. I hope the phones, maybe people will just call it up and it'll be like thinking problem.
You bet.
Just explode. You don't ever know.
No problem. We'll get that in the rotation. It's called Pretty Baby. We'll play that during the 9 o'clock hour. What kind of show can the fans expect up at Iconic Fest in the Brainerd area this weekend on Saturday when you're there?
Well, like I say, we concentrate on having a good time, and we've been doing it for a long time. I got a great guitar player with me, and, you know, we sing the songs and cut up, and, of course, I got the ballad, When the Thought of You Catches Up with Me, and, you know, people remember a lot of that music that came out 20 years ago and 25 years ago. But I've been still making music, and so some of my fans, you know, and we'll have the new CD when we get up there, and you can check that out. So come see us.
Yeah, fans can also get the new song and the new CD at iTunes and also from David's website, davidball.com. It's Iconic Fest. Friday, you have Head East and the Kentucky Headhunters. On Saturday, then, Shane Martin, one of our great local bands and artists. We have David, of course, at 7, then Terry Clark at 9 o'clock, and Neil Freeman, our very own Neil Freeman, my co-host here on Sidekick on the Bob Morning Show. He's going to be up there as well, so all the fans can look for Neil. And Terry Clark wraps it up on Saturday. Once again, davidball.com. David, it's a treat talking to you. Thank you so much for coming up to Minnesota, being a part of Iconic Fest, and can't wait to hear your brand new song coming up at the 9 o'clock hour here on Bob, making its Bob debut.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, man. My pleasure. Look forward to seeing y'all. Come on.
Come on up. Thank you there, David. David Ball.